أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى after describing the ni'mats for the two groups the as-sabiqun and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described ashabul yameen the people on the right side now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the punishment of the ashabul shimal what is in store for them and it is quite natural that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it very brief the ashabul shimal would be are those people who in this world worked, but obviously they had fallen short. To fall short is one issue, but then again, not to make tawbah and not to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also another very important factor that we should take into consideration. Yes, we do fall short insofar as the faraid are concerned, the obligations of the shariat are concerned, but then we need to make tawbah and make amends. If it is our first salat that we are falling short, then make qadha and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. If it is in any other aspect of our lives that we are falling short, make amends, do good, and then make tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is the commissions of sins by which we are falling short, then we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Tawbah in itself is an act of ibadat. It is an act of ibadat of the heart that one repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One acknowledges one's sins. One seeks the forgiveness of Allah. One makes a determined effort not to commit that sin again. Then a person slips and then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maaf and for forgiveness and he goes on. So that is a separate ibadat on his own and at the same time it is such an ibadat that will wipe out the sins, major sins that the person has been committing. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ashabu shimal, ma ashabu shimal, and the people on the left hand side and how evil are the people on the left hand side. Or how fortunate are the people on the left, that on the one hand, when they get the books of deeds, they will get the books of deeds in their left hand, and then they will be on the left of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a great misfortune. Fi samumim wa hamim. Their condition will be that they will be in samum. Samum is a hot boiling wind that will be blowing in the fire of Jahannam, and they will not be able to tolerate the burn of this wind. And then Allah says, wa hamim, they will be in hamim. Hamim refers to the burning water of the fire of Jahannam. Ulama have stated that one is hamim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, one is ghassaq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the fire of Jahannam. Hamim refers to water that has been boiling from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation. This water has been put to boil, and this water does not boil out like we would see in this world, that if we have a pot and we place water and we let it boil and boil, that water eventually burns out. This water does not burn out. Its intensity, its heat gets hotter and hotter, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to Hamim. Ghassaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, ulama have written that it is a tank that is in the fire of Jahannam, that the pus of the people of the fire of Jahannam all drips and flows into this tank. With regards to Hamim in itself, it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the people of the fire of Jahannam, once they are put into the fire of Jahannam, they will experience extreme hunger, and that extreme hunger will be intolerable. They will not be able to tolerate it. It will seem as though it is the worst punishment that is meted to them, and then they will request something to eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the foods to eat. Allah speaks about shadaratu zakum, and that food will be that of thorns. And when they eat these thorns, those thorns will begin to get stuck in their throats. And now they will recall just one aspect of this material world, that when something got stuck in the throat, then we drink water so that it will push it down. So they will make a request of the water so that they could push those thorns down, because that will be intolerable, unbearable. So the water that will be given to them will be given in cups made of iron. And these cups made of iron itself will be heated. The water itself is boiling. So boiling water into heated iron cups. And it comes in the narration that when that cup comes close to the face, it will begin to burn the lips. First the lips will begin to swell, and then they will sip this water. In one narration, it will begin to remove the skin of the face, the skin of the heads, and then they will drink this water, and as they drink this water, it will burn their tongues. Their tongues will just begin to dissolve. The throat will begin to dissolve. The lungs, the intestines will begin to dissolve, and everything will be burnt out. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this hamim. That is when they drink the water. Then we find one narration for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not only would the hamim be made to be drink, the people of Jahannam will drink the hamim of Jahannam, but worse will be that it will be poured over their heads. Possibly in this world, when a person feels extreme heat and then he gets a little bit of comfort, when he pours a little bit of water over his head, it cools him down. There the hamim will be poured over his head. And when it is poured over his head, the skin on his head, the scalp, all of it will begin to burn. And then that burning will burn everything from the head. It will go down the gullet, burn the gullet, the stomach. And in this narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it will even reach the feet of that person. And then his body will be reshaped, remodeled, and again the same process will continue. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about when Allah says, fi samumin wa hamim, that on the one hand, there will be this hot burning wind from the outside, from the inside, everything else will be burned out. And then Allah says, wa dhillim mi yahmum, and then there will be this dhill, the shadow that they will be put into, or the shade that they will be put into, which will be made of smoke. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, in taliqu ila dhillin dhi thalathi shu'ab, la dhalilin wa la yughni min al-lahab, innaha tarmi bi shararin kal qasr. Allah speaks about the shadow or the shade of smoke in the fire of Jahannam that will have three branches, and in it will be sparks, and these sparks will be of such a nature. Allah Himself explains it will be as huge as camels, as yellow camels. But some of the ulama say it will be black in its nature, and there will be darkness upon darkness. Usually when a person is in the shade, when a person is in the shade of anything, there is supposed to be coolness. Allah says, لا بارد ولا كريم, it will neither be cool, nor would it be kareem, nor would it be pleasurable. Normally shade is something that the person who is in the shade will derive pleasure. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that there will be no coolness and there will be no pleasure. So this very, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very, very brief glimpse of what will happen in the fire of Jahannam. In other words, heat upon heat upon heat in every aspect. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this is the result of failure that starts in this world. This world, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, it is the reaping place of the akhirat. Let us try and reap as much as we can insofar as our a'mal are concerned. Let us make tawbah, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and continuously ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the azab of the qabr, the day of qiyamah, and the azab of jahannam. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us and our families jannatul firdaus. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.